Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tonarelli from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and today we are joined by one of the 27 young film lovers who is attending the Venice International Film Festival under the 27 Time Cinema Initiative. So, welcome Joel.
Hello.
Cormos.
Yes.
Okay. He is the ambassador of Hungary for this edition of 27 Time Cinema. So, welcome to Fred.
Correct. Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me here.
So, how would you describe your experience as a judge here in Venice, and what did you expect to learn?
Okay, so that's a tough question. I expected a lot of these red carpet things that I'm going to attend to all the red carpet premieres, and I'm going to be super hyped about it, and like meeting with Brad Pitt and like Ana de Armas and you know, all the biggest celebrities like right now. And what I experienced is that I get like a little bit bored with that part of the Venice. I mean, they are also like human beings, and they are also like, you know, they're doing their jobs there. It wasn't that exciting after a while, but what I came to realize that the movies were so much more interesting for me. So that was like kind of a humbling experience to let go the shallow things and let's dig deeper and like look for deeper meanings and more purposeful things. So yeah, I would say that.
So Joel, I read from your profile that your dream job would be become a screenwriter.
Yes.
And later a director?
Yes.
Why?
So when I was 14 years old, I watched Inglourious Basterds, and I really adored that movie, and I genuinely had this feeling that, okay, I have to make a film like this. I had this like really massive sort of like a I don't know, like an epiphany, you know, like okay, I have to make a movie like this. Because it was so well written, and for me, what it struck with me is like how well written it was, and I was like, okay, if I'm ever going to write something, it has to be like this quality, good. And also, first, I wanted to be an actor, but I came from a very conservative family, so my parents told me I cannot be an actor, and I was like, okay, fine. I'm going to be a director. Okay, we can like put that on the list.
We can manage.
Yeah, we can manage. Yes, exactly.
So, yeah. So I read on your profile that your favorite film theater is a small cinema in Budapest.
Yes.
Called Sugar Cinema.
Sugar, yes.
Sugar,
just
like
a sugar. Yeah.
What do you like about it?
For the most part, I like how comfortable are the chairs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you've been in a couple of cinemas, you just sort of know that this is going to be a deal breaker, you know, like how comfortable the chair is, and the chairs are like...
It's always a problem with independent, tiny...
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Like, they're so uncomfortable. But in that place, it sort of like mixes the commercially successful movies, like they are screening commercially successful movies, and also artsy kind of like, you know, indie independent movies too, and I really adore that. And also like the whole place has like I think 10 or 11 screening rooms, so that's I think that's quite a lot, and they are all named after great directors. And so there's a Fellini room, and there's a Miklós Jancsó room, who's a Hungarian director. So I just really love, you know, that I don't know which director's room I'm going to enter, and you know, it's fun. And also I had like several dates in that cinema, so yeah, those are nice memories.
Love is in the air.
Absolutely, it was.
And where do you get information about cinema and events related to cinema in your country?
So where do I get the information?
Yes.
For like screenings or
yes,
something like this?
Yes, for screening or for film festivals. Film festivals. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm trying to keep myself updated, up to date through any sort of like cinematic events. So in my hometown, it's called Szolnok. There's a cinema called Tiszamozi, and they are like always informing me about, okay, there's going to be this in the Berlinale, there's going to be the Sofia Film Festival, you can come with us too. And they are always like, they are super nice, and they are always like offering me places that I can visit with them, sort of like as a press member and sort of like as a, someone who's doing like vlogs or like video kind of diary kind of things for them. So yeah, definitely my hometown cinema is helping me a lot with this. Actually, I won the accreditation through them in this for this Venice. So thanks, guys, from here.
And moving back to Venice Film Festival, think about yourself in 2-3 years, and what do you think you will remember from this experience?
It's pretty easy. The answer is pretty easy. I mean, I was sort of like in a hypnotic sense for the last couple of days, because like a festival's life is like you don't get much sleep, but you always have the scheduled programs, so you're attending to different screenings every time. And I was just telling my friends that, okay, it's probably going to be like that. We don't even realize we are here right now. Like after some months, it will settle, like the dust will settle, and we'll be like, oh, I actually met with Brad Pitt. You know, like that's kind of cool. But for me, the peak of me being here in Venice was the day when I met with Martin McDonagh, who is my absolute favorite playwright and screenwriter too. And also, accidentally, I met with Paolo Sorrentino in a restaurant, and we just had a chat, and I mean, it can't get any better than that day. So after that day, I really didn't care if Brad Pitt was coming, Ana de Armas was coming. I was like, okay, I had my pick. You know what I mean?
So thank you, Joel, for sharing your experience as ambassador of Hungary for this year edition of 27 Times Cinema. And this is Martina Zonarelli for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.